This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House and the Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives, quote, are serious about finding a compromise, end quote, on a second massive round of coronavirus aid. Pelosi said she and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin might resume talks Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell committed Tuesday to bring any Trump-approved legislation that results from such a deal to the Senate floor for a vote. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid to millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. The U.S. leads the world with just over 220,000 COVID-19 deaths, as well as infections, with more than 8 million cases total, according to Johns Hopkins University. Soldiers opened fire on Nigerians protesting against police brutality in the commercial capital Lagos Tuesday. Reuters reports witnesses said at least two people were hit by the gunfire. Thousands of Nigerians have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks against a police unit, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS, that rights groups had for years accused of extortion, harassment, torture, and murders. The unit was disbanded last week, but the protests have persisted with demonstrators calling for law enforcement reforms. Authorities Tuesday imposed a round-the-clock curfew on Lagos as the state governor said protests had turned violent. Japan and Indonesia Tuesday agreed to accelerate defense and trade talks over mutual concerns about an increasingly assertive China across the Indo-Pacific region. The defense agreement makes Indonesia the 12th country to arrange such a deal with Japan. Indonesia now is the latest country on Japan's list to engage in ministerial talks after the two agreed to have foreign and defense ministers meet later. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says Europe, again, has recorded a new high in the weekly number of coronavirus cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on this story.
The figure, 927,000, supports the WHO view that the region has continued to show a rapid increase in cases and deaths, noting the continent saw a 25% spike in cases last week and was responsible for 38% of all new cases reported worldwide. The UN Health Agency also says France, Britain, Russia, the Czech Republic and Italy are responsible for more than half of the new COVID-19 cases in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia said Wednesday it hoped to resolve its differences with the United States on extending a key nuclear arms control treaty. And amid signs, the gap between the two sides is narrowing. Kremlin spokesman said work on extending the New START treaty, which expires in February, was continuing at the level of experts. Quote, we hope that all differences about the issues will be overcome through dialogue, he told reporters. The spokesperson was speaking a day after the U.S. welcomed a proposal by Moscow to prolong New START by a year if both sides agree to freeze their stocks of all nuclear warheads for that period. Signed in 2010, the last U.S.-Russia pact of its kind limits the number of strategic nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers each country can deploy. The U.S. president stays on the campaign trail while his opponent preps for the final debate, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
President Donald Trump campaigned in Erie, Pennsylvania Tuesday, where he told boisterous supporters a Joe Biden presidency would endanger energy jobs.
Joe Biden has repeatedly pledged to ban fracking, right? You've all heard it. Have you heard it?
In a virtual event from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris was touting the campaign's big tent.
Democrats, of course, but also Republicans and independents and people of every race and every background.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden remained home in Delaware with no public appearances scheduled before Thursday night's final debate in Nashville. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A Danish man serving a life sentence for the murder of a Swedish journalist was apprehended Tuesday after escaping from prison. Danish police said Peter Madsen was caught shortly after escaping in suburban Copenhagen. Madsen was sentenced to life in prison in 2018 for killing Swedish journalist Kim Wall after he lured Wall aboard his homemade submarine a year earlier. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.